During the current economic crisis, the welfare of families and individuals have been damaged. One group especially at risk are migrant domestic workers. Mostly young women, these workers often travel far from home to clean houses or take care of children. Many of them are traveling without immigration documents, which can put them at risk for exploitation from their employers. Their plight was being discussed last week at the International Labor Conference in Geneva. The Holy See's permanent representative to the UN and international organizations based in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, told us these vulnerable workers must be protected.
They are a new phenomenon in a way, but with different situations in developed countries like Italy or Europe in general. Domestic workers become part of the family to take care of children or to take care of the elderly and the sick, and therefore they have some kind of attention and remuneration, even though a lot of exploitation takes place also in these countries, because many times the irregular immigration situation of the person that is helping out in domestic work complicates her life. But in developing countries like in Africa or in Asia, you have, or in the states of the Gulf, you have a more complicated situation. They leave little room for contracts or for respect of these persons, and sometimes abuse like sexual abuse or violation of the minimum standard of work take place. And therefore, we need to be aware of the different situations in which these people involved in domestic work are finding themselves, and provide some kind of answers adequate to protect them.